Amen, amen, amen. How many of you know that faith is important? Faith is important. Thank you. I appreciate that. How many of y'all know faith is important? Praise God. Let me tell you, the thing about faith is in this chapter in Corinthians right here, it's pretty powerful, and it gives us some insights into faith. Amen? It gives us some insights into faith when it says this. Let's look at this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Look here. It says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen." Pause for effect. I was off last week. You might. I'm sorry. I'm full of energy right now. I'm just telling y'all. I've been building this up for 2 weeks. Y'all hang on. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not," church, listen to me, "look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And then 2 Corinthians 5:7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Let's read that together. Everybody read that with me. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Amen. It's so important that we understand that we, listen to us, if we are going to be people of faith, not people of fear, come on somebody, but people of faith, if we are going to be people of faith, we do not walk by what we see and let it dominate us and defeat us. Come on somebody. We do not walk by what we see. I'm talking to somebody. If we're going to be people of faith, listen to me very carefully. We do not walk by what we see and let it dominate us and defeat us. But we hear the promises of God, and what we hear, listen to me, what we hear is greater than what we're seeing. Church, you got to understand this. We walk by faith and not by sight. We do not walk by what we see and let it dominate us and defeat us with fear. We walk by what we hear. Guys, listen, faith is so important. The definition of faith, according to the Bible, is faith is not what you see. It's evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things hoped for, and evidence of things what? The definition of faith in your Bible is things that are not seen. It's what you don't see. That's why when Jesus cursed the fig tree and nothing happened, the disciples thought, well, he really missed it on that prayer. Come on. But they walked away and they came back 24 hours later, and the Bible says that tree, that fig tree, was starting to wither up in the roots. Come on, church. It was starting to wither up in the roots. Now, if you were looking at it on the outside, didn't nothing happen. That's how faith works. See, if you're looking at the fig tree on the outside, nothing was happening. Prayer wasn't making a difference. Come on, somebody. But the moment that Jesus prayed, in that moment, in the unseen realm, in the unseen roots of that fig tree, they started withering and dying. That's how faith works. I said that's how faith works. In the unseen. I said in the unseen. We don't walk by what we see. See, they were withering up. Something was happening in the unseen, church. Faith is trusting God. Faith is being able and being willing to walk off the map and not even know any directions and not know where you're going. The Bible says Abraham went not knowing where he was going. Amen. Amen. That is faith. When you're willing to walk off the map, church, and you don't have any idea where you're going. He went and knew not where he was going. That's faith. That's faith. See, we want to know everything. We want to know everything. We want to know every question answered. We want to know all the details. We want to know where we're going. We want to have the map laid out. We want all the things answered before we move. But faith, guys, faith in God. Listen to me, and without faith, the Bible says it's impossible to please God. Come on, somebody. I don't care how religious you are. I don't care how many rules you have. I don't care what you abstain from or what you do. He said, if where you are is not requiring faith out of you, risk. He said, if where you are right now in your life is not requiring faith out of you, then it is impossible to please me. That's what he said. Without faith, church, it is impossible to please God. God loves, listen to me, he loves to see his word trusted. Come on. God loves to see his word trusted. How many of you trust this word? We walk by faith, not by sight. Don't let what you see hinder what heaven is letting you hear. Listen to me. Don't let what you see that's going on out there hinder what heaven is letting you hear. Church, it's very important. That's your faith. Do not let what you see hinder what heaven is letting you hear. We walk by faith and not by sight. And then I love this part. Watch this. I love this part. The Bible says in Romans 10, 17, that faith comes by hearing. Watch. So we walk by faith, not by sight. We don't walk by what we see. And faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes from what? Come on, somebody. We walk by what we hear, not by what we see. Romans 10, 17 says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the word of God. So don't go by what you see. You go by what you hear, because what you hear from the scriptures, and I want to tell you something, and for moments like these right here, with what we're doing in this service just like this, and the things you hear from the scriptures is going to determine whether or not you'll be able to overcome. I'm telling you right now, you're in a battle, and what you're hearing right now in services like this and what the Lord is telling you is going to be able to determine whether you overcome or not. I'm telling you. You better believe it. What you hear, we walk by that. What you hear from God is going to determine whether or not you can overcome. I think of a story in the Old Testament, 2 Samuel chapter 5, and David was fighting the Philistines, and the Bible says that God told him, says, while you're advancing and when you go out into the battlefield, he says, I want you to go over to the other side of the battlefield, he said, and I want you to get under this grove of mulberry trees. Amen. And then he says, I want you to wait. In 2 Samuel 5:24, he says, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall advance. Now listen to me. He said, I want you to pull off to the side, and when you hear the trees rustling, I will go out before you. That's when you are to go, and you're to be victorious over the Philistines. So here's David. He's looking at this advancing army coming against him. The Philistine army, it's overwhelming. It's advancing him, and all he sees is defeat, defeat, defeat. And God says, I don't want you to be focused on what you see. Come on, somebody. He says, I don't want you to be focused on what you see. What you see, it looks like defeat. He says, but what I want you to hear. Church, you got to listen to me. What you look at is defeat. This army's coming. They're fixing to destroy you. He says, I don't want you to look at what you're looking at, but I want you to hear. And when you hear the angels' chariots rumbling through the mulberry trees, then you go out and get the victory. Come on, you don't go by what you see. You walk by what you hear. Y'all don't believe me. You hear. You move out. And then you get to victory. Don't go by what you see. Go by what you hear. I'm trying. Don't go by what you see. Go by what you hear. The prophet Elijah was in a famine. And yet he said, I hear. Listen to me. He's in a famine. Everything's dried up. And he said, I hear. If he would have went by what he was seeing, church, listen to me. If he would have went by what he was seeing, it was famine. Everything was dried up. Everything was gone. But he did not go by what he saw. He said something different. He said, I'm hearing something different than what my eyes. He said, I'm hearing something different than what my eyes are letting me watch. I am hearing something that is a contradiction to what I'm seeing. I'm hearing something that is a contradiction completely to what I'm watching and what I'm seeing. My friends, that is how faith works. I said, that is how faith works. I'm hearing something contradictory than what I'm seeing. Faith just doesn't look at the facts and say, well, you know, I might as well just give up. I might as well, you know. Faith looks at different circumstances. They look like they're defiant circumstances. They look like defeat, and listens, and you will never hear heaven saying, give up. You'll never hear heaven saying, well, you should just quit. You'll never hear heaven saying, you're a failure. You don't hear heaven talk like that. Come on. You go by what you hear, not what you see. It's defeat, 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 defeat. You might as well just quit. You might as well give up. You'll never hear heaven saying that kind of stuff. So you have to determine, as a person of faith, am I going to see what I see? Am I watching? Listen to me. That's it. Let's go. As a person of faith, am I going to see what I'm seeing? Am I watching what I'm watching? And I'm going to let that determine fear and worry and doubt and all kinds of things that come from that? Or am I going to listen to what I hear? Because Elijah said in 1 Kings 18:41, watch. He said, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound. There is a sound. I see a famine. Everything's dried up. Everything's gone. Everything's dead. He said, but I hear. Come on, somebody. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Come on, somebody. While he was watching famine, he was hearing abundance. While he was watching famine, he was hearing abundance. That's faith. He sent his servant out seven times. Seven times. He says, go out and look. Come back. I see nothing. Go again. Nothing. Go again. Nothing. Seven times. And then he comes back and he says, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. It's little, but it's loaded. Come on. He's going by what I hear an abundance of rain in the midst of a famine. It was mid-October afternoon, 1982, long time ago. Mid-October afternoon, 1982, at Badger Stadium in Wisconsin. There were 60,000 plus diehard fans. They were gathered to watch their team, the Wisconsin Badgers, take on the University of Michigan State Spartans. Even though they had the home field advantage, it became obvious quickly throughout the game that Michigan State had the better team. Go green. What became odd is that as the score became more and more lopsided and the Wisconsin Badgers fell further and further behind, quarter after quarter, the more they were losing, the louder the fans were getting. The burst of applause, the shouts from the Wisconsin fans grew louder and louder. The more they were watching their team lose. The coaches, the players, they were all on the sidelines. They were stunned to hear their cherished fans scream louder and louder as they are losing and the score is getting more lopsided and more lopsided. Comes to find out that 70 miles away, the Milwaukee Brewers were beating the St. Louis Cardinals in the game four of the 1982 World Series. And many of the fans in the stands were listening to their portable radios and they were responding to what they heard, not what they was watching. Come on, somebody. They were celebrating victory in the presence of what looked like defeat. Come on, church. What a contradiction. Shouting in the midst of obvious defeat. And the question is, are you responding to what you're seeing? Are you responding to what heaven is saying to you? Come on, church. Are you responding to what you're seeing? Or are you responding to what heaven is saying? The arena that they were seeing was showing them one thing, but there was another arena where a greater victory was taking place, and then it was screaming another thing. It was screaming another thing from what they were seeing. Come on, somebody. One was telling them this, and another thing they was listening to was totally contrary to what they were watching. Amen. Are you going to walk by what you see? Or what you hear? And you have to decide, church, are you going to live by what you see? Or are you going to get up every single day and let that determine what kind of day you have? Or are you going to get up every single day and live by what you hear? And let this determine what kind of day you have. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Matthew 4:4. It says, man shall not live by bread alone. It's what you see. Man shall not live by bread alone. It's what you see. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, that's what you hear. Come on, church. Not by what you see. Faith comes by hearing, not seeing. Faith comes by hearing, not seeing. Hearing, we walk by faith, by what we hear, not by sight, what we're watching. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all getting this? That's the life of faith. That's how you can be up in a down world. Do you understand that? That is the life of faith, church, and that's how you can be up in a down world. That's why you can look at the crazy things that are happening in this nation, and if you let it, I promise you, it'll drive you down. Or you can turn around and say, I'm getting news from another arena that's totally contradictory than what I'm watching. You can let what's going on tear you up. It'll destroy you. Hallelujah. Or you can get a message that tells you everything's going to be all right. Come on, church. Hallelujah. God's not nervous about politics. God's not nervous about our economy. Not nervous about all the violence and all the things that are going on in the news. God's not up there biting his nails. He is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. And he says, I'm going to take care of my children. Do you believe it? I'm going to take care of my children. Man, I need somebody to shout this morning. Hallelujah. You shout. Somebody who is watching a defeat. Seemingly you're watching a defeat, but you're hearing something that's greater than what you're watching. And you're hearing it. Amen. And you're hearing it from another arena that's telling you. You got to understand this, church. That's the shout of faith. You hear me? That's the shout of faith when you hear something that is greater than what you're watching. You know, when I look around, it seems odd to me that a church should be cheerful. Got all kinds of problems going on in your life. We got all kinds of things going on in our life. Seems odd that we'd be a cheerful church. You come to church, oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, gee, come on. And you usually do it with your eyes closed. You know why? Because you don't want to see all the nonsense that's going on around you. You usually do it with your eyes closed. Oh, praise. Seems odd to me that in the world that we live in, that we have such a cheerful church. It's because we go by what we hear, not by what we see. You got a radio up to your ear telling you something is going on in a whole nother arena than what you're watching. Come on, somebody. You go by what you hear, not by what you see. You know, Jesus, I want to share this with you. Jesus gave the church three cheers. Amen. Cheers, big ears. He said, I want you to get cheerful. Yeah, you'll think about that on the way home. Jesus gave the church three cheers. He said, I want you to be cheerful, church. I want you to be cheerful in a world that is crazy, in a world that is out there that's so depressed that when you come together, church, that when we come together like this, amen, I want you to be so odd. Yeah. He gave the church three cheers. Listen to me, this is so important. He said, I want you in a depressed, down, fearful, beaten up, downtrodden world. He said, I want my church, when they come together, it's like the fans that are in the stands, and we're all just sitting here, we're watching immorality, we're watching addictions, we're watching everything looks like defeat, 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 defeat. Look at the laws, look at the Supreme Courts, look at all the things. It's defeat, defeat, defeat. Everything's going anti-religion, everything's going anti-God, anti-Bible, and we're supposed to be cheering. We're supposed to be cheering. I don't care what happens in politics. I'm going to be cheering. Come on, somebody. I ain't going to let this stuff control my soul. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And I know one thing, I'm hearing that Jesus is coming back soon. I'm hearing that the trumpet is going to sound one day. Come on, somebody. I'm hearing he's bringing another kingdom with him that is going to be ruled by righteousness and not unrighteousness. Hallelujah. My hope is not in this world. Church, you live by what you hear. My hope is not in this world. Don't live by what you see. Live by what you hear. Jesus gave the church three cheers. He said, I want you to be cheerful. I want you to be cheerful. I want you to be cheerful. Cheer up. Cheer up, cheer up. Three times. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, be of good cheer. Look at John 16, 33. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And if I have overcome it, that means you can overcome it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, be of good cheer. Look, for I have overcome the world. But be of good cheer. Are you going to live by what you see? Or are you going to live by what you hear? He said, I overcome the world. And if I can overcome the world, that means that you have the power and the authority to overcome the world. Amen. God says, I don't really care what's going on in this little arena in your life. It's what's going on in the big arena, church. Amen. He says, I overcome the little arena. It doesn't matter what's going on in the little arena of your life. You get news from the big arena. Jesus said, I have overcome the little arena. So if I can overcome it, you can overcome it. Come on, somebody. And then you get news. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you're looking at things. Some things look like defeat, defeat. Some things look like they're overcoming you. But I promise you, if he overcame the world, you can overcome it. Things may look like they're overcoming you, but be of good cheer. Amen. Look at this one. Matthew 9:2. He said, be of good cheer because your sins are forgiven you. He said, be of good cheer because your sins are forgiven. Don't just celebrate what you got. Celebrate what you got rid of. Come on, somebody. You got rid of your shame. Somebody needs to shout. Somebody needs to shout. You got rid of your guilt. You got rid of your addiction. You got rid of yesterday. Come on, church. You've been born again. You're a new creation. Your sins are forgiven. Be of good cheer. Hallelujah. That's the news you're getting from another arena. No matter what's going wrong in my life, can I tell you that part's right? Because Jesus Christ finished it on Calvary. No matter what's going wrong in your life, know that that part goes right. Jesus finished it on Calvary. Your sins are forgiven. Glory to God. And then he said this in Matthew 14:27. Be of good cheer. Watch. It is I. Do not be afraid. Oh, thank you. He said, it is I. Do not be afraid. So Jesus says, I want you to give a cheer. If the world looks like it's winning, the system of the world looks like it's winning in your life, he said, I really want my church to cheer up. And then he said, it looks like if sin is rampant and increasing, I want my church to be a good cheer because your sins are forgiven. Come on, somebody. And then he says, if you're in a storm, I want you to be of good cheer, because it is I, the water walker, walking on the white caps. Don't be afraid. Whew. Don't be afraid. Jesus said in John 15, he said, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. We are in this arena and we're watching things. You may be watching your children on drugs. You may be watching your marriage in trouble. You might be watching your finances crumble. You might have got a bad health report. Come on, and you're in the world. And that's what you're watching. But he says you're not of the world. Come on, somebody. There is another world that you need to be hearing, and it is telling you not to be depressed. It's telling you not to be fearful. It's telling you not to be afraid and be worried. Come on. You don't go by what you see. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I hear something else. I hear something else. It's not a beep. I hear a Deuteronomy 28 blessing while I'm looking at what I'm looking at. Come on, church. A Deuteronomy 28 blessing. While you're looking at what you're looking at, Deuteronomy 28 says, I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the country. Come on. I'm blessed in coming, I'm blessed in going. That's what faith can do for you, church. Amen. That's what faith can, they look at defeat, but they hear victory. That's what faith does for you. You look at defeat, but you hear victory. They look at discouragement, and they start saying, well, I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field. Well, you sure don't look blessed. You over here with your little broke down self, thumbing it, riding on a moped. You over here doing that. No. That's just temporary. I might not look blessed, but I'm hanging on, and I'm hearing something from a whole nother world that says he's going to bless me. Guess what? And if he don't bless me today, I'm going to hang on to it until he blesses me tomorrow. Hallelujah. Well, you don't look blessed with your broke down self. No, that's temporary. Amen. That's faith. Hang on until he blesses me. Watching one thing, you're hearing another. I hear I'm healed according to Isaiah 53. You're watching one thing, but you're hearing another. I said, I hear I'm healed according to Isaiah 53. I hear I'm free according to the book of John. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on. I hear that I'm blessed according to Deuteronomy 28. I hear in all these things according to Romans 8 that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us and gave himself for us. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. I'm watching this. But I'm hearing something different. Church, that's faith. That's faith. I hear I'm anointed. I hear I'm blessed. It's what I hear. See one thing, but you got to hear another. Church, come on. You may have buried a loved one recently, and you saw them go in the grave, but you're hearing another sound that says, ain't no grave gonna hold that body down. Come on. That's what I hear. That ain't no grave gonna hold that body down. There's resurrection power in the name of Jesus. Come on, can we give the Lord a shout from the grandstands this morning? Let's shout for him. No matter what's going on in your personal life, I want to hear a shout in the stands. Come on. No matter what's going on. Woo! A shout that says, what I hear is greater than what I see. We walk by faith, not by sight. I said we walk by faith, not by sight. Calvary looked like defeat. Calvary looked like defeat, but then on the third day, he rolled that stone away. Calvary looked like defeat. It was over. It was finished. It was done. But here we go. He rolled the stone away, and Jesus rose triumphant. Hallelujah. Looked like defeat. The Bible talks about the last days. And I want to tell you this, church, if we're not careful, we can paint a picture of gloom and doom only for our children. You hear me? The Bible talks about the last days. And if we're not careful, we can paint a picture only of doom and gloom for our children. And it is perilous times. The Bible says evil men and seducers are there. I've never seen such corruption. I've never seen anything like what we're dealing with, right? Have you? Come on, church. Never seen nothing like it. Nothing like it. Never seen anything like it. But I'm not worried about it. I said I'm not worried about it. Because at the same time that's going on, I hear something different. Glory to God. I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it. I hear something different. Look at what Acts 2:17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Are you going to live by what you see? Are you going to live by what you hear? He said in the last days, watch. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. A prophecy is to talk about the future. You hear me? It says your sons and your daughters will prophesy. A prophecy is to talk about the future. In other words, your young people are going to get filled with my spirit, and they're going to begin to future talk. Come on. The world's coming to an end. But God says, I'm bringing up a generation, and I will pour out my spirit on them, and they're going to change the church. They're going to change elections. They're going to change the government. They're going to change our nation. He says in the end days, it ain't all doom and gloom. You got to get filled with the young generation. Do you believe it? You going to go by what you see, the end days and all this? Or are you going to go by what you hear? Come on. Come on. We're going to change it. It's your job. It's your job. And that only happens when you're filled with the Spirit. I will pour out. Oh, come on, church. That's our generation right there. That's our people. See, they get a vision from God. Listen to me. Listen. Your young people, they'll get a vision from God about what your purpose is, and then you'll start the future talk. That's what that is. They'll get a vision from God. Come on, young people. You get a vision from God about what your purpose is, and then you start the future talk. I'm saying to you today that there is victory in an arena that is way more powerful than what we're looking at down here. What Jesus did on the cross and at Calvary, the worse it gets, the Bible says it gets better for us. The worse it gets down here, the Bible says the better it gets for us. Isaiah said, darkness, 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 but arise and shine, for your light has come. Look. The darker the world gets, the brighter the church gets. The darker the world gets, the brighter the church gets. He said you'll go from brightness to brightness, from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Come on, church. The darker the world gets, the brighter we get. Hallelujah. If you'll put your ear up to a different radio. You hear me? The darker the world gets, the brighter we get, but you got to be listening to a different radio. You got to be listening to a different sound. Amen. Amen. If you put your ear up to that radio, you know what you'll hear? We win. We win. Bring on the Antichrist. We win. Bring on the last days. We win. Bring on all hell. Bring it on. Bring it on. We win. Bring all the hell on. Because one day the trumpet's going to sound. Jesus is going to stop at the clouds. He ain't coming down here. He's going to stop at the clouds. And then we're going to stop and be midair with him. Come on. The Bible says the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive will be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the clouds. And then we're going to gather around the clouds. And then we're going to shout around the clouds. And then we're going to go straight to heaven. Glory to God. That's what I hear. Hallelujah. I said, that's what I hear. Not what I see. Not what I see. I don't live by what I see. I live by what I hear. And some of y'all look at me like, don't you calm down. Well, why don't you get fired up? Would you come? Why don't you get fired up? We don't need a dead church. We need a church that is hearing a sound from heaven right in the middle of hell. Hallelujah. Somebody shout like you believe God is still on the throne this morning. Let's go. Death is defeated. I said death is defeated. Come on, church, I'm almost done right here. Luke 10, verse 17. This is it. It says, then the 70 returned. Watch this. It says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, look at this. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Boy, I love that. Satan is a fallen foe. I said, Satan is a fallen foe. He's got one of them little beepers around his neck. It says, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Oh, hallelujah. He's a loser. Satan's a loser. He's an ex-employee from heaven that was kicked out and replaced. And we're now the worship leaders of heaven. We took his place. Glory. That's why he don't want you to praise the Lord and cheer from the stands. That's why he don't want you to praise the Lord and cheer from the stands. He wants you to not have any joy because of what you're looking at. But let me tell you, a triumphant church that looks at seemingly temporary defeat and has enough faith to stand up and raise your hands and shout. If you have enough faith, come on, church. Whoo! That's how you are up in a down world. Glory to God. Man, I feel this thing in here this morning. Whew. Can we let a messed up world hear a jacked up church? Come on, can we let a messed up world hear a jacked up church this morning? Glory. Glory. In a messed up world, we got a pumped up church in here. Woo! Faith overcomes a world, overcomes a storm, overcomes sin. Be of good cheer. Cheer up. I ain't through preaching yet. Y'all hang on. I got 2 minutes. I'm using every one of them. Look, they try to leave on me. I just happened to say that when they stood up, but I was not saying that to them. Sometimes timing is impeccable. Listen to me. I got 2 minutes. I won't say this. Because Jesus, he went on to say this in Luke chapter 10. And he said in Luke 10, 19, watch this. He said, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Over all the power of the enemy. Now I want you to notice serpents and scorpions. Serpents strike you with their head. Scorpions strike you with their tails. What Jesus is saying is heads or tails, you still win. Come on, somebody. Woo! Heads or tails, you still win. If it lands on the good side, you win. If it lands on the bad side, you still win. Heads or tails. I got a God who took the stinger out of death. Come on, somebody, and crushed the serpent's head. Hallelujah. Heads or tails, we win. Glory to God.